Welcome to 239 Uncensored. Everything Southwest Florida and beyond with your host, Tim Jarrett. This podcast covers it all. Real talk on issues from real estate to real crime. Join the discussion on hot topics to politics. Don't get left behind. Be in the know about everything Southwest Florida and beyond.
Welcome to 239 Uncensored, and guess what? We have a real special guest tonight. We have Samantha Bloom. Samantha, are you on the line?
Hey, Tim. Yep, totally here.
You are there? You're there?
Watching her.
I hear somebody in the back. I'm just trying to figure out what that's all about. Is that Big Jim Bloom?
He's never far. He never is very far.
I invited myself just to make sure she stays in line tonight, Tim.
No, that's great. That's great. He's never too far unless he's going hunting.
Gone for weeks when he's got a hunting.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Hey, listen, so the reason why I want to call you, it's very important. There's a lot of things I want to cover. Number one is, you know, what's it like to be a law enforcement wife? And then also, we know that you're really involved with, you know, Fifth Ave South and the things that are going on down there. I know you work with a lot of restaurants and, you know, with the COVID going on, how we, you know, bringing that around, what are we doing? So it's kind of good to have you guys on to give us a little bit information that can really help us. So I know you guys are like a huge family. And I'd like a little rundown about yourself and, you know, your big family and how you kind of ended up in Naples. That would be good.
I wouldn't say we're a huge family. We just seem to have lots. I guess. Yeah. Okay. So
a lot of people.
Yeah, we got lots of kids, lots of animals. I have to tell you, Tim, if I say anything about any of my kids, they were so upset with Jim not mentioning any of their names besides Cassidy. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm just going to give a little shout out to Gavin, to Molly, and to Cassidy before this all starts, because I have my favorites and they might be Dinger and Gidget, but I don't want them to have any hurt feelings.
Well, those will be our dogs, in case you're wondering too.
Yeah, I got the dogs. Now, can you tell me, like, out of the kids, which one do you like the best?
That's awful. Oh my God. Awful.
I know how loving you are. And how much
according to the day, Tim. According to the day.
That totally is.
In the time early, late, what's going on?
Well, I know how that feels, because I kind of get caught up in that little game with the kids a lot. You know, I'm always sitting there trying to figure out, okay, which one am I going to like today? And, you know, which one's going to help me around the house and which one's going to do some chores? That's the one I usually like.
As a kid growing up, my mom used to take us all individually and whisper to us, like, you're my favorite. And so we all, like individually. And so we'd all, like, have our Cheshire Cat smile on and think, oh, my goodness, I'm mom's favorite today. And usually, I have to be honest, it's Molly who does all the chores. And then in relation to us growing up now with these kids, they're getting driver's license and they've become, like, so helpful. So, like, I don't have, like, a favorite on any given day.
That's, you know, that's a politically correct answer. I love it. No, I know. It's real difficult, but of course we love all of our kids. It's just the way it works, you know. But so I know you guys have family that lives in Naples, and I believe you have, you know, your in-laws that live really close to you. You know, what's that like?
Too close.
Oh no, Jane's listening. You're in trouble. You're in trouble, Jim.
My mom's gonna listen to this. Just kidding, Jane. Just kidding.
I think you're real fortunate to have him close by, because obviously you know a little bit maybe about my dad. He lives with me with his Alzheimer's. My mom lives up north because it's the way the situation works right now. But having them close by is kind of neat, right?
Well, I'm Italian, so we always, you know, go in droves. And so my brother and sister both live within, you know, 10, 15 minutes. And so do my parents. And it's a huge help. And then we have Jim's parents, who live essentially in our backyard. And they're, anytime we need anything, everybody is just a phone call away. And it makes it so it's easy. And I don't think we could do all that we do if it wasn't for all of them. So they are all very invested in all of our kids and our family, and making sure that we feel, I guess, included and special, but also just so that everybody's on the same page and everybody's never struggling.
It is. I will say, Timmy, it is great. We joke about it, but you know better than anybody my schedule. I could be gone from 6 a.m. till midnight. Sammy's job keeps her, on the go all the time with all the businesses and going and, doing the marketing, the photo shoots and everything like that. So our parents have been great, and brothers and sisters on picking the kids up. And last night we had a great, huge meal. My mom made breakfast for dinner, which is always a kid favorite.
I love that.
No, it's awesome.
And it always tastes better when someone else makes it.
Of course, especially mom.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, that's good.
And it's like home cooking, like cooking that's been made like all day long. And that's not something that we necessarily have time to do every day. And so it's a special treat.
Right.
That was a good fun being on a farm and everything. She can cook. That's once again, like we talked about last time, one of the reasons I'm going to blame it on her cooking why I weigh 260, I too many meals recently. And yeah, I didn't miss last night, so that's for sure.
I know. Like I said, I've been blaming this COVID thing for a lot, but I'm looking a little, I'm looking a little bit dingy right now. I don't know. I don't feel all that good. Now, I know you're a big, Sammy, you're a huge animal lover, and we know what your husband does. He goes out and hunts, which I'd like to go, but I just can never get the time. But I know you're a huge animal lover. What do you have for animals at the house? I know you got the two dogs. Anything else?
Well, we just have all of our dogs. We have a big boxer named Dinger, and he is, rather ferocious in the respect that he's about 80 pounds or in between there. And then, it's been a new development in the last, 6 months or just since like COVID had started, that he's now become super protective of the front door.
Really?
And that it never used to be the case, but I think with all the deliveries that have been happening, he's gotten very, very much so very protective. So now he literally jumps as high as my head and he headbutts the glass at my height. And I'm 5'10".
Wow.
So just picture that. And so like no delivery people will come to our house anymore. Like they've stopped completely. They leave it at the end of our driveway because everyone is so terrified of him. And if they open the door, he would just kind of jump on top of you and kiss your face.
But, right. But it's good that they don't have that true knowledge, Let's keep them at bay.
Yeah.
But he's become rather ferocious, I would say, just recently. I mean, in the last year, for years now, he's always been the first to run away. And now lately, he's been the first to run right in.
There you go.
Big buyer a pony. And I keep saying, absolutely no pony.
I mean, honestly, Tim, like that's absurd. Okay. That's absurd because he was raised on a farm. He has 100% knowledge of the workings of the makings of what happens in, a farm life. We have tons of property. And I think there's no reason why I shouldn't be allowed to ride around our house on a pony.
It's all work.
I want side though.
You think Jim Bloom's going to get on a pony and run around the house on a pony? The freaking poor pony would be crushed.
I would actually enjoy that. I know you'd be videotaping it and everything else, but yeah, that's not happening, Jim.
We're going to change the podcast to Jim's pony show, dog and pony show.
But the reality is, though, if I did get a little mini pony, he totally would ride it around.
Oh, that's funny. Now, let me ask you this. This is probably the most important question I'm going to ask all night, and I always like to do these. Now, I mean, if it's the dogs or Jim, I mean, who wins out on that? I mean, which one would you take?
This is not even a question. Really. Yeah. I'm packing my bags, Tim, and I'm coming over to the guest room.
It's
available 24/7, whatever you need. So it's pretty much obvious. She just like threw in the towel and said, Jim, see you later.
My defense, though, we have a little small Maltese, little baby Yorkie mix, and her name is Gidget, and she's a little snowball, and she's the prettiest little princess you will ever see, and it is Jim's one true love. So, and I know in any given circumstance that he would choose her over me, so it's totally fine. I understand. He has his shortcomings, and so do I.
She never talks back. She's always happy to see me when I come through the door. I'm talking about Gidget now. So.
It's pretty obvious. Yeah. Does Gidget jump up into bed and cuddle with Big Jim, or what's she do?
She has a ritual every night that she likes to put her tummy on his tummy.
Oh, nice.
She likes to sit in his lap. So I gotcha. One of the
I gotcha. You know, I know. The colonel's like laughing right now, going, "Hey, don't say too much. Easy now, easy. I'm a tough guy at work. I don't need anybody knowing I'm not a tough guy." Now, let me ask you this: I know, being a law enforcement wife, lady who's married to someone in law enforcement, that's a whole different ball game for most people. They don't understand it. What are some of the things that you've had to adapt to and have to change to because of, you know, Colonel being who he is?
Well, I think just in general, my own natural proclivity is to always be unorganized and kind of disoriented and running around kind of wild and free. And in the time that I've been married and the time that I've known Jim, he's always had a plan. He's always on time. He's always regimented. He knows what's going on. And it kind of goes against everything that I know. I always say to him, by the end of the day, I'm always like, "But did you die? Honestly, we survived." And so he has realized that the reality of most situations are, is even if you don't have a plan, we will survive.
But I feel like I'm a plan guy, as you know.
But there's balance.
I know that. The balance, though, is got to always balance on, like, our side. You know, myself being in law enforcement as well, it's got to balance on our side. It's really not an even balance, is it, Jim? No, it's not.
No. Yeah.
No, I understand where you're coming from, Sam. I mean, you know, just I think the way we operate in law enforcement is everything does have a time, a place, a plan, you know, the mission of attack. Because I think most people don't realize when you go to work, even when you leave your house, you're in that mode and you're in your uniform. And even when you're getting gas, Jim will tell you, when you're getting gas, you're like on a swivel. You know, who's coming at me? When you sit down and eat, I think we mentioned it before, where's your back? You know, you're always watching in front of you, and you're watching people's hands, how they work, how they operate. And I'm sure when you drive down the road, Jim sees things and you're like, "What are you talking about?" And he's probably already filtered that through his head and, you know, talked about it.
And also, you know what's weird, Tim, is that not that Jim is a massive man, but
yes, he's huge.
I used to be a tad bit intimidating just in general to like a normal lay person. And so I always find it interesting to see that people come up to him and challenge him specifically when we're like real life. And they don't realize, I think maybe because he has like an aura of, you know, in control or whatever, people for whatever reason love to just go up and kind of challenge him. And I've never seen him back down from a challenge. And I always have seen him control a situation with such a cool and level head, because I'm always like, how did we get in this situation? How did it happen? Where are we? And he always has a plan. He always knows where the exits are. He always knows where we're going or what's going on. And I can't tell you how many times, like, he'll be having a conversation with someone that I've introduced him to, and he'll like make some like premonition at where I think it's a premonition, but he'll be, "Oh, you should be careful with that person. You should be careful." And he's 100% right. And
I'm like,
"Oh, how did you know that? Like, how did you even think about that?" And he comes at things at different angles and just totally blows my mind on a daily basis, just because he thinks of things that aren't necessarily, you know, commonplace thought.
It's funny you said that, Tim, though. Whenever we, our first date, as you know, I won't sit with my back to the door. Most law enforcement won't. And so when she sat down, I asked her politely, "Do you mind if I sit over there?" And that was the beginning of it. From that point, it's kind of funny now after all these years, and even our girls, as they were little, now they're growing up. But we'd always play a game. We'd go in a restaurant. I would ask him where the doors are. I'd ask him where the exits are, where the bathroom is, and also where the kitchen. And a lot of people go, "Why is the kitchen?" Because for 99% of the time, if you have a kitchen, there's going to be a back door out that kitchen. And if you need to get out quickly, that's where you go, and so forth. So now the girls, they know on the drop of a dime, they can answer all those questions. And what's good about that makes me smile is I've done my job in that part of raising them in situational awareness of what's going on around them all the time, you know, and safely how they can get out of a situation if they need to.
Yeah, amen. You know, and if you don't have that situational awareness, it's going to definitely creep up on you and get you. And especially in today's day and age, I mean, there's just people out there that just don't really care who or what you are. It's maybe what you're wearing, or if they've seen you before and they know you're in law enforcement, you're always a potential target for them. So that's a problem. And go back to the original thing. Anybody crazy enough, if you haven't seen Jim Bloom, he's probably, what, about 6'5", about 290? Are you 290? 290?
I ain't hot today. I'm probably pushing over 260.
he's 6'5", about 260. And anybody who... anybody, what's that? I'm sorry?
Brick house. He totally.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's no light getting past him.
Yeah, exactly. So anybody who's crazy enough to walk up to him and give him shit is they got a lot of screws loose, you know. So you just don't know what they're gonna do. So yeah, I totally understand. And they always feel, you know, the guy in the crowd that can go pick on the big guy is always gonna get the attention. Like, this guy's a knucklehead. So that's kind of what you're dealing with when people walk up to him and try to challenge him. Not too smart.
Yeah, that has definitely happened on one or two occasions, unfortunately. So, but it's all good. But Sammy's been phenomenal and adapting. I think it definitely was a big change. You know, anytime you get involved with somebody that's in a law enforcement field, there's no doubt. You know, you have to. When I say adapt, it's different. Both from the spouse, partner, whether it's a male or female, it's in the law enforcement field. We just tend to look at things differently. You know, as you said earlier, Timmy, as far as, I hate to use the word guarded, but your awareness level is constantly 24/7. And in today's environment, like you said, you have to be that way. I mean, literally, it's evolving so fast right now. And I hate to say that, you know, the environment towards law enforcement, it just breaks my heart and truly unfortunate. But with that being said, those that are called, it sounds corny, but we believe in it. We're not wavering. And every day, you know, we know we might have to give the biggest sacrifice. And that comes 24/7, whether we're on or off duty officially. The majority of us are really never off. You know how that is. You're the same way.
Yeah, no, it's a full-time gig. It's 24/7 all the time. Sammy, do you ever get phone calls or hear the phone at night? Does that ever happen to you?
Oh, you mean every night? Like, it's literally always you.
Yeah, quite often, yes, I will say.
I am very proud of my husband on a daily basis because he does work tirelessly, and it's not a 9-to-5 job. It's a 24-hour-a-day job, and he wakes up in the middle of the night, and he comes up with plans, and he talks with his incredible team, and all the people that he's surrounded with always are constantly coming up with new ways to make things better and make things safer and make our county even more incredible. And I'll be honest with you, Tim, when he leaves in certain uniforms, when he leaves our home and he's in certain uniforms, my heart drops to my stomach. And I just literally wait until he comes back, because I know that in certain uniforms that he leaves during the day, like, there's a chance that he's putting himself in danger. And so it's an everyday sort of reminder of how much he gives to our community and how much he's willing to sacrifice for even our kids to grow up in a place that is as safe as it is. And I have to say, like, our kids are each little carbon copies of him, and they all have the same walk. And the littlest has his sense of humor. Cassidy has his walk. Gavin, I would say,
we're not sure what Gavin's got. We love Gavin.
I would say Gavin has his good nature, and nobody.
Yeah, Gavin's awesome.
See that Gavin has such a sweet heart and a gentle spirit, and he has such a good nature. And I think there's just elements of Jim in each one of them that's hilarious on such, you know, small people, and then obviously Gavin, who's a grown up.
Yeah, but, no, it's awesome.
I'm gonna go ahead and apologize to anybody that you know has to date my daughters in the future. Of me giving them my personality. So I'll go on the record now of apologizing ahead of time, Tim.
And I know you do have, you know, expertise in shooting, cleaning firearms. Anybody rolling to the house is probably going to get, you know, just a little tour around the place and just let them know how this all works.
Yeah, they'll get the, you know, the cummy Jesus talk, and we'll become one-on-one with each other. So, yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah, no, that's good. I can't thank, you know, Jim and Colonel on this. Is working with him for 25-plus years. We talk about it often. We just never really have a bad day. We just have some days that are better than others, but I would say 99% of the time we're having just a great time and going to work and keeping Collier County safe. So that's the most important thing.
No, but I couldn't have said any better, Tim. That's spot on. We have both been blessed to work in a great county and, you know, have great families that support us and you know, it, once again, it does sound corny, but I will tell you, you know, the same thing. You can't make it long in this career and be happy while you're doing it and be successful unless you have a strong family behind you. And I've truly been blessed. They've been there for me at the lowest points in my life and at the highest. And no matter how bad the day is, when you get home, they're always there to support you. And that's what it takes. And I'm truly grateful. And I know you're the same way. You know, you had family and, you know, specifically your daughter, she's been there for you and your parents. And it's been great.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's talk a little bit about your job, Sammy. I know you do a lot. You have a company. It's OSnap Media. I love that name. It's so cool. And it's really unique. We know that you really are pushing hard and trying to kind of get a couple businesses through this hump with the COVID. And a lot of those businesses that you do, you deal with them on Fifth Ave. I know you're trying to keep that thing going. You want to, it appears that you want to try to work with everybody and try to get them through this. And with your skills in social media, photography, videography, what are some of the things that you're doing and what does it look like for Fifth Ave right now and in the near future?
Well, I thank you, Tim. Thank you for wanting to chat about it. Just in general, I would say Fifth Avenue, when I came down to Florida, I would say, you know, almost 20 years ago, Fifth Avenue was vacation and it was beautiful and it was paradise. And when you walked down that street, you sort of got enchanted by our city and by our town. And as someone who has the pleasure to actually work there every single day, I feel like I have like reached the pinnacle of whatever my hopes and dreams would be for a job, because it's literally, I live everybody's vacation and I love it. I love the people down on Fifth Avenue. And I do the social media, the marketing, the advertising, and the photography for the Avenue. And then I do it for many of the businesses in downtown Naples. And the whole point of what's going on right now is that everybody is struggling and everybody is going through quite a bit in this time where we don't know what's going to happen and we don't know what the end date will be when things are going to return back to normal. But these businesses that are down on Fifth Avenue are owned by local community members. They're not big businesses. They're not franchises. I mean, there's a couple sprinkled in there, but they're all people that live in our community that are going to church with you, that are going to, you know, the same grocery stores that you are. And we're all struggling. We're struggling because like people are scared. And just in general, all of the safety protocols for the CDC guidelines have all been like carefully crafted and enacted down on the Avenue. And they want you to come and visit. They would love for you to come and have dinner and take a minute to come walk outside and enjoy, even just if it's the atmosphere. You don't even have to go into the stores or the restaurants, but just realize how blessed we are in this city and how beautiful our town is. Because right now, as we've kind of taken a thoughtful collection of what's important during this quarantine, it really is. Our city is beautiful. And all the people that go into it have done such a great job in crafting it. And so I just encourage everyone to go out and buy local and just go and visit the restaurants that make our city great. Because we have culinary experts that you don't have anywhere else in Florida. We have 5-star Michelin chefs. We have just such a retinue of talent down on the street that you don't find anywhere else. And it's just incredible. And we have this opportunity and most of them are 50% off right now and they're doing their happy hours and they're accommodating any sort of request that you have just to get you in the door so that you feel, you know, safe and so that you're happy and that you can come out and have a nice evening with friends and family.
Yeah. You know, that's big. I'm, like you said, they're local people. They're people that we want to help out. They're from Naples. And it's not even the business owners. I mean, if you think about it, every chance that I go to go out, I always push a little bit more on the tips. I try to, you know, maybe order another drink. I don't know if that's a good thing, but I try to do something a little bit extra to make things a little bit better. And maybe even if it's just kind words to let people know how much we appreciate them doing the things for us and being out, because, you know, we need to snap out of it. We need to get through this. And the only way we're going to do it is if we do it together. And then, like you said, the power of social media, I know you have that business and getting that information out to everybody is just huge.
Well, I think right now, as all of the internet is watching, we find that a lot of people are just sitting behind their keyboards and they're making nasty comments based on pictures that they're seeing online. And they're, you know, like, hey, those people aren't wearing masks, or, hey, you know, I'm never going there ever again because they are not doing this. And the reality is, like, if you see a picture on Facebook, it's probably not telling the whole story. They probably took a mask off in order to take a picture, or they probably, you know, accommodated so it didn't look like, you know, a dire situation. But all of those safety protocols are in place, and the avenue is thriving at 50%. And we invite everybody to come out so that they can experience some of just like the possibilities, because there's so many great foods and so many great opportunities down there.
Yeah, it's true. And I walk down there every time I go down there, I'm sitting there going, I should do this more. You know, I go to the ice cream store, and I walk by the candy store, and I walk by the restaurants, and every time I do that, I mean, I gain like 5 pounds, but it's great.
I like on a daily basis, I try and go to every single one of the ice cream stores and get a scoop from each and every one, just because I feel like I'm doing my civic duty by giving back.
You know, yeah, exactly. And you know what's funny about that too? When I first met you, or I first knew about you, and I think it was just a little bit before your wedding, could you tell me about, I think you made like national news or something when you ate this freaking ice cream that was like huge. It's called the kitchen sink or something. Tell me what the hell that's all about.
Oh, hilarious. Well,
oh, hilarious.
So just in general, I would say, and I think anyone who knows me could totally verify that I am constantly hungry. I just am always hungry. And in the past, I have won, and I'm not proud of this, as I say this with a smile, but I've won a couple of eating competitions.
I love it.
Yeah. So like I'm the only woman in Florida who's done the Boat Campers burger in I think record time.
I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, no, like, and I used to win like pizza and burger challenges, like in high school and in college, even against my brother and my brother-in-law, and we all used to compete, and I always would annihilate them and then just stop because I would double whatever they ate. And then just, you know, I'd be like, oh, well, you guys aren't catching up, so I think I'll take a nap. But
it's awesome.
The kitchen sink was national news because it was on Bravo, the Bravo it was on the Food Network, and okay. It was on the Food Channel, and they had come, and it's like an odd story, Tim. So it's one of those things where I had totally forgotten that I had signed up for it that day, and it was Jim's birthday weekend. And so Molly and I had been making lasagna all day, and we're eating just like as you do when you make dinner, you just start eating and eating. And so I realized, you know, mid-afternoon, I was like, oh my goodness, we have to go and do that. And so at the time, the guy was kind of just like, hey, if you want to come sit and you know, you don't necessarily have to finish it, but try and, you know, see what you can do and whatever. But as I was standing there, kind of to the side, Jim comes in his uniform, and the videographers all think that he's security for the event because it was, you know.
No pressure.
Like, and so they start talking smack about me as I'm there, but they say it in front of him, and they had no realization that we were connected. And so as they're like ripping me apart and saying that I'm a waste of their time and that this isn't going to do anything, Jim is competitive nature. I know that's shocking that he has a competitive nature.
Really?
His competitive nature starts like I think if given the opportunity, he would have eaten the ice cream for me just so that he would, you know, like there was no chance that we would have lost. But he comes over to me and he pretty much says he in no uncertain terms, like, hey, you're going to do this and you're going to win. And I was like, what are you talking about, honey? We're just going to, you know, take a couple of bites, take some pictures, make it seem fun. Maybe Molly will eat the rest of it, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, no. He's like, if you're going to be a bloom, we don't lose. You're going to finish this. And so I literally, I think it was 2 weeks before our wedding.
if you're not first, you're last.
Yes, exactly. It was a literal kitchen sink by Royal Scoop over in the Berkshire Plaza. They do a competition where if you eat the whole thing, you get it for free. And if that's not enticement enough, you get all the toppings and quarts of ice cream. And midway through, I have to be honest, I was adding more toppings to it because I was just like, hey, like this isn't too bad. Like this is actually amazing. And I finished it in kind of, I guess, time, and it had no issues. But I think the whole point of it was it made the newspaper front page of the news because I was taking a feminist stand against not taking, you know, not being on a diet before my wedding. And in reality, it was just because the ice cream at Royal Scoop is pretty amazing, and I'm a sucker for ice cream.
Just put it down. And you were challenged by your soon-to-be husband. Like, exactly. If you had to be a Bloom, you're going to eat that damn ice cream. God
and
dang
I knew
it.
That I would never make it out if I didn't. So it was one of those, like, if we're going to do this, we got to do it right.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So all that stuff just adds up, and you just have a lot of energy. And it's very inspiring. So make sure to keep Jim in line. That's always important. Keep doing what you're doing down on Fifth Avenue. That's incredible work. Obviously, we want to push everything in a positive direction down there and get people coming back. And, you know, take care of the kids, all of them. And, you know, we're really looking forward to having you on often. So make sure we set up some plans to do that.
Tim, we appreciate you making time. Hey, real quick, I do want to give one shout out. I want to give a shout out to a good friend of both you and I, and our brother in arms, Sheriff Carmine Marcino, in his victory last week in the GOP race for Lee County Sheriff. Very proud of him. And once again, Lee County is extremely fortunate to have him up there leading. I just wanted to give a big shout out to him on all the hard work he's done.
Absolutely. Great partners up there. Carmine's been our favorite for a long time. I've worked with him for 25 plus years. And just proud of him and proud of what he's done in Lee County. And, you know, it's great to have good partners so close.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm looking forward. I know you're going to have him on here soon. And then I'm looking forward to him and I getting on there and sharing and swapping stories back and forth and the things we can do together in the future.
You got it. All right. Sounds good, Colonel Jim. Sammy, it's awesome. You know, we're keeping track of you. And make sure you let us know anything that comes up. We want to be a part of it. Anything down on Fifth Ave. 239 Uncensored. And guess what? We are out. Please make sure to download and listen to us on Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. And don't forget to like and share on social media. This has been a 239 Studio production. That was fun.